From KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. In the wake of the multiple mass shootings that have happened in California over the past 2 weeks, Democratic lawmakers, Attorney General Rob Bonta and Governor Gavin Newsom gathered today to publicly back legislation that would further limit where people can carry concealed guns. KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos was there and joins us now from Sacramento. Marisa, tell us more about this proposed legislation.
Right. So this comes after a decision last year by the Supreme Court that essentially rendered the current law unconstitutional. That law said that essentially if you were applying for one of these concealed permits, you had to show good cause for why you needed it. The overturning of what was a New York law, but, you know, it applies here as well, resulted in a flood of applications in jurisdictions like San Francisco that really hadn't issued these types of permits in years. What we're seeing now is an effort to kind of rein that in and replace that good cause requirement with a host of other things. Under this law, if it passes and is signed, you would have to be over age 21 to get a concealed permit. You would have to get a background check and some interviews by a sheriff. You would be limited to having two guns at a time as a concealed weapon. And perhaps most controversially, it creates these special zones that the Supreme Court seemed to allow in their ruling, sensitive areas like churches, schools, hospitals, anywhere alcohol is sold. You could not bring a concealed weapon even if you had one of these permits.
So what did the officials have to say about why they think this law is needed right now?
I mean, first of all, because the current law was hollowed out by the Supreme Court. But I think more broadly, you know, responding to criticisms that people who apply for these permits are the ones following the law, not the problem. Attorney General Rob Bonta really dug in. He cited a number of data points, including research showing that states with so-called right to carry laws actually saw a 29% increase in violent gun crimes. And he also said this.
You are more likely to become a victim of crime, including a victim of gun violence, in states like Texas, Tennessee, and Alabama, where you can carry a gun in public, essentially unfettered.
And, you know, Bonta and Newsom are pushing back on criticisms from conservative states. They basically say California hasn't solved its gun violence, but they point out that our gun death rate is far lower than the national average. And they really, you know, take aim at judges, including the Supreme Court, for undermining many of those strong protections in recent years.
Do we have a sense yet as to whether this could actually get past legal muster?
I think there'll be lawsuits no matter what, Natalia. But the attorney general says this was crafted very carefully by his office and lawyers for the legislature to comply with that Supreme Court ruling. I think the big question is whether it will take effect right away. If they want that to happen, it'll require a 2/3 majority vote in the legislature. Last year, sheriffs convinced enough Democrats to just not vote on this bill that it failed that test. Again, if this heads to court, as most gun laws in California do, I think that we will see potentially challenges to those, you know, sensitive areas, or even one of the authors acknowledged that that age limit of 21, that's other gun laws in California requiring people be 21 are already in court. And Newsom has, as he's done lately quite a bit, named some judges, including U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez. He said today, the governor did, that he expects Benitez to completely overturn the state's assault weapons ban soon. So all of this is going to continue to be litigated and a source of conversation, regardless of whether the legislature passes this.
Thank you so much, Marisa.
My pleasure.
That was KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos. And I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.